All right, let's wrap it up. It's Friday, the end of another week here on the John DeBella Show, March 12th, the date. All the best stuff from today's broadcast in one neat, tidy little podcast for you. The NCAA basketball tournament is about to ramp up, and John's blue team theory is always something you can expect to hear about. There's new words being added to the dictionary almost constantly these days. We covered some today. We were in full-blown weekend mode. Rock of Ages was in song stories. Some driver in Wisconsin got pulled over for a rather ridiculous reason on his part. And we talked to a local guy who's making the rounds right now, pushing his book about living in Veterans Stadium for years, literally living inside the stadium. We talked to him. We had many questions, as you can imagine. And Arnez J joined us, comedian and coffee connoisseur. Plus, it was the finals for our hometown madness. I haven't been including those in the podcast lately, but seeing us today was the final round. I figured you'd want to hear who ended up being donned the king or queen of our hometown bracket style tournament that we had this week. So have a listen, have a great weekend, and enjoy the daily podcast.
I got to tell you, I'm in shock over the Villanova loss. I understand it to some extent. They, you know, they were out one man, another guy was hobbled, right? But to lose by 1 point,
yeah, it sucks. But yeah, you know, those conference tournaments, they, you know, it's just like the NCAA tournament,
right?
Dave could beat you, you could beat Dave, mm-hmm. I could beat Dave. It doesn't matter. Right. Anytime, it's almost like an any given Sunday for college basketball.
And you know, I think I'm not positive, but it's possible that Georgetown was wearing blue.
Well, they probably were.
Yeah, because somebody had to be in white, because they're both blue and white teams. So, and you know my theory.
Well, they still got to get into the NCAA tournament.
I know. But the blue thing always works.
I hope Baylor wins.
Right.
They're green and yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I don't even like Baylor.
I just need to spite you and your blue theory. Me and my blue theory.
Give me Baylor. Give me Illinois. Give me Iowa.
No, take Syracuse. That's the opposite of blue.
No, I can't. Orange. I hate Jim Boeheim.
Right. But you know where the theory comes from? I can't remember her name, but there was a receptionist that we had at the station years ago.
Winnie?
I don't think it was Winnie.
Miss Winnie.
All right. But the receptionist, and we were all doing, you know, we were all doing our brackets. And I'm looking at her and said, oh, you put one in? I said, you follow basketball? She goes, no, I just picked the blue teams.
Yeah.
And that's who always wins the brackets. The receptionist who has no clue.
Exactly. And, you know, and I remember once working out at the gym and, you know, everybody was talking about the, you know, the tournament. And I said, you know, the blue team thing, and a couple of black trainers, mm-hmm. both laughing at me. White guy thinks he knows basketball, right? Meanwhile, that was the year Villanova won.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I was like, blue teams, brothers, blue teams.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, I'm getting a little fed up with the... There appears to be a dictionary war that goes on in this country. Who can take a popular term mm-hmm. and decide that it's a word and put it in their dictionary first?
All right.
Yeah, they've kind of jumped the shark lately.
Yeah. It's like every few months this is a story again, and the new one is dictionary.com has just added two new words to their dictionary. All right, actually three. There's also one from The Simpsons. There's two from The Simpsons and one from Friends.
What year is it?
All right, I know. And this is the wildest part. All right, the one from Friends is supposedly.
All right, so
supposedly, which comes from an episode called "The One Where Heckles Dies." The definition is as amused, imagined, or supposed.
So
supposedly.
This is how toddlers say supposedly.
Right, exactly.
What are we going to add, Bischetti next year?
No. Everyone knows it's Bischetti.
Oh, you put an S in front of yours?
I put an S in front of it.
New Yorkism.
It's Bischetti, right? But
supposedly that what they're putting in, is that basically the same definition as supposedly?
Let's see. As may be assumed, imagined, or supposed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I guess so.
This is the dumbest time to be alive.
This is why I'm glad I'm going to die before you two.
Yeah. I'm jealous, in all honesty, in many respects.
And then in an episode of The Simpsons, right, back in 1996,
oh.
right, Lisa the Iconoclast episode, uh-huh. right, Cromulent and Embiggen. Cromulent, which is defined as acceptable or legitimate, and Embiggen, which is defined as to make or become bigger. I actually have audio from the show. Listen to this.
Embiggens? Never heard that word before I moved to Springfield.
I don't know why. It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Now, first off, if you're going to go there, at least stay contemporary and add bigly.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump threw you a bone last year. You should have taken advantage of it.
Exactly.
Bigly.
This is just really, really stupid. Embiggen. Right. And by the way, Embiggen is already in the Webster Dictionary and Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know, so they also put in doom scrolling. Okay. Deep fake.
That's fine.
Indoor voice. That's two words. That's a term. That's not a word. Right. Super spreader. Right. And golden doodle.
Oh,
which
oh, here oh, now we go. John's triggered.
Here we go.
Because it's not a dog.
Oh, I've seen one, and it's alive and a dog.
I'm not saying it's just not a real breed. That's all. You know, it is a high priced mutt.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
So here's an interesting survey. A new survey found that the average person shifts from work mode to weekend mode at 2:52 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, wow. I'm right. Early.
Yeah. Early.
Monday. 2:52. I'm off.
One in seven people say they always try to finish work early on Fridays. I'll give you an idea how it works around here. There is a race that happens every Friday. Amongst us. Let's put it this way. Dave is always the loser.
Yep. Yeah.
Never
bet on a
digital
slave. It's always between Steve and I who can get out the door fast on Friday. Although I'm here latest most days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I make up for it on Friday by smoking Steve's ass.
That sounds terrible. it's close. John started off 2021 on a pretty good streak,
uh-huh.
And I caught up to him.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bill's happy about this race, but
right.
It's too bad, Bill. You get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 45% of us have made a bigger effort to make Friday night's family night during the pandemic. Isn't every night during the pandemic family night? Let's get the weekend started.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by U.S. Digestive Health. Colonoscopy, it beats cancer. So you know what I think would be a good colonoscopy, the best nap you'll ever have.
Pitch it to him.
Schedule a screening at usdigestivehealth.com. Today's song is Rock of Ages, and as the story goes, Def Leppard got the title Rock of Ages off a hymnal that was left in the studio by a choir who had been recording there. And Phil Collin, who replaced Pete Willis midway through the session for Pyromania, says that he wasn't there when it happened, but he heard the whole thing's true.
I missed it. I was still in Girl and I actually went down and borrowed an amp off of Steve, I think, and I lent them one of my Marshalls, which was ironic because this was before I joined the band. So I came back and actually brought my amp back. But yeah, they saw the title in there and it just kind of just things inspire things.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Arnaz J., Didn't Arnaz teach you how to drink coffee?
Yeah, ghetto style.
Ghetto style?
Last time we had him in the studio a couple years back, he asked for a ghetto style. I'm like, I don't know what that is. It's as much cream and sugar as possible. And, it's actually how I drink coffee. I was drinking coffee also.
Right. Yeah, you just didn't know it was ghetto style. All right, but Arnaz J will join us then. This is the time, usually the car show would happen around this time, but obviously that's not going to be happening this year. And for those of you at the customization or those TV shows, the reality TV shows about cars, this is a customization you might not want to do. State troopers in Washington, you know those They refer to it in this story as camping chairs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they fold out like a tripod.
Yeah, exactly. It's got, you know, everything on it is fabric. Mm-hmm. Right, it's got a couple of cup holders in the arms.
Better have cup holders. Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
Well, anyway, Wisconsin State Police pulled over a driver of a pickup for an equipment violation, and the problem was that the truck had no seats. Instead, the driver was using a foldable camping chair.
No. Right? Was it Hank Hill?
As the driver's seat, right, exactly, right? And they said, sir, Wisconsin law requires seatbelts, headrests, right, and a seating mechanism that is in working order, right? You have none of those, right? So he got the trifecta of tickets. I got a picture of this. I got to show it to
you. Really? Oh, yeah. Please.
Well, we should put it up.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, when people say they lived at Veterans Stadium, usually they're referring to the fact that they went to a lot of games. Not in the case of Tom Garvey. When he says he lived at Veterans Stadium, he lived at Veterans Stadium. He is the author of the new book, The Secret Apartment, Vet Stadium, A Surreal Memoir. It's available in paperback and as ebooks on Amazon.com. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. We're glad you could get up. Okay, how did this? I don't even know where to start. To tell you the truth. All right, how did you end up with an apartment in the Vet? All right, whereabouts was it? Let's start there.
If it was set up for baseball, it would be just inside the left field foul ball pole.
Okay.
Under the 300 level seats, I'm pretty sure that was section 354, but the actual apartment was on the 200 level concourse. I kind of liked the idea that it was out in left field.
Now, obviously, this wasn't an apartment in the true sense of the word. What was it?
When the Vet was built, there were 60 concession stands. 48 of the stands were for food and beverages. 12 of the stands were for novelties. This particular stand, being out in the outfield where they had no 200 level seats, the beginning of no 200 level seats from foul ball pole all the way around to the other foul ball pole, didn't have the same volume of people milling around to justify sales. The Pope came to town that year. What they're telling people to do, if you're going to drive, if you must drive, drive to the Vet Stadium parking lot, jump on the subway down there up to City Hall, and then walk up the short distance to the parkway. I had nobody to work. It wasn't scheduled. So I called in all my markers down at J.C. Dobbs and had Seamus put together a skeletal crew.
Oh, man, I haven't heard anybody say Seamus's name in years. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you make people feel like you were supposed to be there?
I was ubiquitous. I hid in plain sight. It sounds crazy, but your skepticism is a key to how I got away with it.
So everybody was used to seeing you. Oh, that's Tom, right? You know, or that's that guy, right? Nobody realizing that you were actually living in the building.
Yeah, you nailed it. Like, there were two security guys in the building over by the Phillies offices where the press came in. And they were there all night. And they had a security dog. And I'd stop through there once in a while coming in or going out. You know, sometimes I'd come out of the building past them and just make some comments, give the dog a couple dog biscuits and head out, or I'd come in and say, I got to do such and such. But usually I didn't bother with them. I just did that for the familiarity. Plus, I liked the dog. Great dog. One night I came back from Dobbs, really hammered, and I wandered out in the center field. Instead of going to the apartment, I made the mistake of wandering out in the center field just behind second base. I laid down on the AstroTurf. It was a full moon. I was looking up at the moon. It was beautiful. And the next thing I knew, a mist was rolling over me because the weather had changed. It was a real heavy mist. And licking my face was a German security. German. Yeah. gets better. And I look up, and there's a halo of light from a flashlight. The security guard standing over me looking down. And the first words out of his mouth were, he laughed. He said, oh, it's you.
What's this story about you at a game in a bathrobe?
That was in June of 1980. It was a Twilight doubleheader. They got into a rain delay. It was a long one. It's not the record for the longest delay, but the game ended up around 3 in the morning. I'd gone to bed around 10:30, 11. The concession stands were closed.
Right.
I woke up, made some coffee, and went outside, and I had my bathrobe on, nothing under it, and my flip-flops, and I walk out with a coffee cup, and I'm standing there by the rail, and some people are coming by. The Philadelphia sports fans didn't wonder or even think to ask, why are you here in flip-flops in a bathroom? They wanted to know where I got
the coffee.
How'd you get that coffee? You know, is the beer stand open? Yeah.
Isn't there some point in time that players and players' wives found out about this space? And, I mean, it seems that it wasn't totally secret all along, that at one point other people knew about it, and everyone stayed quiet.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people knew about it. We referred to it always, tongue in cheek, as the secret apartment. After the games, like two or three players had started this off their wives. And instead of going out to the parking lot, the N1 section, waiting for their husbands to come out after an hour or whatever, they would walk around to my place. We'd all go in there. We'd put some music on. They could have a drink. They could use the ladies' room, whatever. You know. And they'd warm up. And then when the guys were done, instead of going out through Gate H into a throng of people, you know, to want their autograph and, you know, to talk to them, and they would come around inside the building. And when the traffic had died out and they were ready to go, we'd all go out, jump in the cars, and go out to dinner somewhere.
This is such an amazing story. His name is Tom Garvey. The book is The Secret Apartment, Veterans Stadium, A Surreal Memoir. It's available through Amazon as a paperback or as an ebook. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Tom. Thank you for your story, because this is truly Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, if there was one last thing there, one of the greatest things that I got out of that was rollerblading all around that building at night.
Oh my God.
So smooth.
I'm jealous.
Would you go down the ramps?
The ramps? I almost killed myself on the ramp. I'd go wild on the ramp.
Sounds fun.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night shows are sold out completely, but he has got two shows tonight, one at 7:15 and one at 9:30. Right? Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or
215-496-9001. A hockey team called me yesterday, though.
Can he hear us?
I don't know. I don't know if he can hear us or not.
Arnaz?
Yeah, I hear y'all.
Okay. I'm still like, what the hell is this guy doing? All right, you know, I had this great
quads.
I had this great intro planned. Right?
And I know, but I want to see if I'm gonna interrupt. I just wanted to see if they're gonna catch on or not. When I said my big quad, that's just killed it right there.
Arnaz J is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
We're doing really good. How are you doing?
I want to act like there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say this. First of all, I love you guys from last time we were together, and just thank you so much for having me back on your show. I really appreciate it. My team, Team Nezzy, we are amped. We are ready to go. I am so happy to get to my fans in Philadelphia. I got to say this. Yesterday, they gave me a COVID vaccine. You know, everybody always has a story about what to expect when you do something. And they say, well, you know, you might get headaches. You might this. I didn't even know the lady stuck me. I promise you I didn't even know she stuck me. But by the time I looked over, she was already putting on a Band-Aid. So they told me to wait 10 minutes. And I'm like, man, I'm on LJ. This stuff don't bother me. Please. Okay. This is what I knew it affected me. I'm driving myself home, right?
Right.
I live towards the Alpharetta part of Georgia, but I'm driving the opposite way towards Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
And I said, something's not right. But the only reason I knew I was driving the wrong way because the scenery started changing.
I started seeing Confederate flags. Okay, you know, something just ain't right. I was driving the opposite way of my home, and then I didn't realize it.
How far did you make
it? I mean, seriously. If you get a vaccine, go home and sit your ass down. I mean, when they say wait 10 minutes, wait 10 minutes. 10 minutes might be the difference between you being okay and you thinking you walking on Mars. That's all I'm saying. How are y'all doing, man? I did a pre-workout. Just had me two shots of espresso. You know, I'm going to calm down in a minute.
Okay, I was going to say, wow, you are wound for this time in the morning.
That espresso worked. So I'm just having a good time. I'm so amped up to be. How's the weather down there? Okay, let me ask you this. How's the weather going to be when I get there?
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Although the weekend is going to be a little chillier than it has been this week. I mean, we got up into the 70s this week, right? But the weekend will only get up into the like mid to upper 50s. But in comparison to where it was last week, it might as well be Hawaii.
Okay, so you're talking about white people heat. Okay, I got it. not a problem. yeah, you're talking about white people heat. Yeah, I should have said, give me the hood side and give me the urbanist side. I got it.
All right.
Black people, hot to us is 90 and up. You know, that's hot to white people is 52 and maybe 60. The people in Philadelphia, when I tell you y'all are, I love playing for y'all because y'all don't fake laugh. If you think something is funny, you gonna laugh. And that's what I like. Y'all are just real people, and a lot of people can't deal with y'all the way that you are.
That's it.
I love it. I suck y'all up in my pores. I love it. Let me tell you something. When I go to Wawa, I see Philly best. Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, whatever. I see Philly's best. I love it. I love it. And when y'all go on strike, y'all let y'all trash build up all over the building. I like it. You mean what you do. That's right. If you're on strike, you are on strike. You're not going to say, you know, this is getting a little bit high. Yeah, whatever. It still haven't come to the table. Let it grow. I like it. I love it. You guys can sell a pretzel that's 4 days old and you'll never know it.
You know, Arnaz, it's been a few years since you've been here, and I am still drinking my coffee ghetto style, and that's thanks to you.
How's it feel?
Oh, amazing. I don't even taste the coffee.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now, your next lesson, young grasshopper, you have to start saying the word cuz.
Like cuz?
No, see, that's too proper. Cuz. Like, what up, cuz? Just let it fade out.
Yeah. You got to drop the S.
Drop it. So what up, cuz? Like that other letter y'all got to drop in that N-word. That E-R.
No hard R's around here.
Yeah. You need to drop that one, too. A lot of y'all ain't learned. Why is his eye swollen? Because of E-R? He went to the emergency room? No. You got to drop the E-R, and then it may be okay a little bit. I'm in a bathroom at a restaurant, and I go in, and a little white dude is using the latrine right next to me. Both of us out. You know, he got his hands on the thing. You know, I got my hands on my head. You know, I'm just letting that bad boy... swang and wang a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he looked over at me and said... he said, what up, my... And he said the word, but he left the E-R off, and it was like one of us. And I didn't even know what to say. I said, oh... Hey, how you doing? He called me so far off guard that we the only two in there, and he still said it. So I knew he was a legit. I knew he was a legit wigger. So I knew he was legit. He had his ghetto pass, and it was not revoked because he said it right. But a lot of y'all don't know. You put that E-R in it like it's like you just. And you don't know what's wrong. Why are these 8 black people beating on my head? You should know. It's the E-R. If you take the E-R off, you're going to be fine.
Did you recently go fishing? I heard something about you go fishing
I stay fishing all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm mainly saltwater. Big tuna, yellowfin tuna.
Uh-huh.
I fish for grouper, red snappers, queen snappers.
Catch any drumfish?
That's an easy fish to catch. Red drum and black drum.
Uh-huh.
They call it a red fish. Yeah, I catch all of that. You probably never heard of a queen snapper before.
Well, I have, but it was not in the water.
You know what? You know what? That's why I voted for abortion right there. Some people don't need to be around. That's why I voted for abortion right there.
On this, man, Jay, tonight and tomorrow at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Arnaz, I'm sorry you are not in the studio, but I'm glad you were on the phone. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank y'all so much, man, for having me. Y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all tonight. And I just can't, man, I'm amped about Philly. I love y'all. Be safe out there for me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
All right, it's coming down to the final round. Coming up at 8:35, Hometown Madness. Northeast Philly takes on Lansdale. Do we have odds, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
You got odds?
Oh, God, yeah. Right now, it looks like the book with Don Smith -300.
Uh-huh.
He's the clear favorite.
Right.
And if you're feeling a little risky, go Donna DeFrancesco. She's +250.
She's +250.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Is there any way that you can think of that we can involve the audience in the wagering? Is there a way we could use the text poll?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They could text.
They could text.
Using a poll. Text poll.
Or use a phone on the poll.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just don't expect any money back from us.
Yeah. Right.
Those odds are for the sports books only.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I'm saying, what can we
do?
We have anything laying around?
Of course we do. We're a radio station. There's crap everywhere.
Some bad DVDs.
It's not good.
Well, we could put together a prize pack of some kind.
That's true.
All right. Yeah. I mean, we got more than enough DVDs and books. And
I think there's a leftover tuna hoagie.
There might be a leftover tuna hoagie from the other day. Our thanks to the folks at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino, for furnishing all these prizes. Of course, you must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But it's Northeast Philly against Lansdale, 8:35 this morning for Hometown Madness. Here it is. We will finally know who the hometown winner is. It's round three of Hometown Madness, our bracket-style tournament pitting Delaware Valley hometowns against each other in a trivia competition. Each of our competitors today will be given 10 general trivia questions, and the person who comes up with the most correct answers will win the $1,000. Now, in case of a tie, we will continue asking questions until we have a definitive winner. Of course, today, $1,000 is up for grabs from Parse Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Good morning, Donna. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Donna, of course, is our player representing Lansdale. And Don, how do we end up with a Don and Donna in the last round? Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, guys, you understand what you got to do here. All right. Hopefully, Donna, you're not feeling the pressure too much. I know you've gone first each time that we've played. We're going to let you go second today. We're going to start out with Don. Don, I got to tell you, the numbers, the odds are on your side, but the voting is on Donna's. Have you seen the amount of twos that have come past on the text board? It is massive. So if you guys are ready, we're ready to move on. You ready to go?
Ready.
I am ready.
Okay, well then let's do this. Here we go. Here comes your very first question. It starts with you, Don. All right? What do you got from Steve?
All right, Don, here we go. 12, 14, or 16. In a round of golf, what is the maximum number of clubs a player is allowed to use?
12.
12 is incorrect. It's 14. Next question.
He was president when Alaska and Hawaii were admitted into the Union.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower is correct.
Nice.
Next question.
This substance is supposed to be inside a baseball, but never inside a baseball bat.
Cork.
That is correct. That's two for you.
True or false? The Declaration of Independence was written on a paper made from hemp.
I'm going to say true.
True is another correct answer. That's three
nice
for
you. Nice little run here, Don. How many castaways were on Gilligan's Island?
Seven.
7 is correct.
Oh, my
That's
Lord.
4 for you. He didn't even sing the song.
In what movie did Bob Barker beat up Adam Sandler?
Happy Gilmore.
Correct. That's Price 5 for wrong, you.
Bitch. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet is a line in this famous play.
Romeo and Juliet?
There you go.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
That is 6.
Right. What sport does the LA Galaxy play?
Soccer.
7.
Oh, man. This M Lake is the largest freshwater lake in the U.S.
Michigan?
8.
Oh,
eat it.
Incredible.
Ride in it or throw it. What would you do with a tuk-tuk?
Ride in it.
Ride in it. That is 9.
Poor Donna.
Wow. 9 out of 10.
A worldly gentleman in Don.
A worldly gentleman indeed. Donna, you have your work cut out for you. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No, you only have to be perfect. It's no big deal.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, thanks.
All right. Here we go. Comes your very first question.
What TV theme starts with the phrase, sunny days sweeping the clouds away? Sunny days sweeping the clouds away. What TV theme?
Sunny
days? Give me that again?
No, I'm singing.
Oh, okay.
I
need an answer.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. That would be Sesame Street. Sunny days sweeping the clouds.
It's all right. Don got his first one wrong. You can go on a nice 9 straight run here.
Yeah. Great point. Next question. What famous war hero is known as the King of the Wild Frontier? King of the Wild Frontier. What famous war hero? Need an answer.
Yep.
What?
Not sure.
Not sure? You have no answer?
Not sure. No answer.
All right. No, that
so
would be
now what?
That would mean well here's what.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Don is our winner. All right. And by the way, it's Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild Frontier. Well, Don, well, look, you've got $100 in prizes from Parks Casino. You got the $50 in slots, and maybe they'll get you more money. You got a $50 dining card. Don, you've got that as well, but you also have $1,000 coming your way.
Yes!
Nice job, man.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hey, look, dude, you did it yourself, all right? You got any plans for that money? What are you going to do?
I told my friends, I say this, to quote off the space, two chicks at the same time.
Okay. Yeah!
Okay. All right. I like it.
So actually, a Blu-ray player and some money for vacation.
All right. Well, that's good, too. Well, my man, we thank you for playing. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Philadelphia.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.